17 Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, we've been discussing the question of what your sleep configuration is going to be in terms of headsets or not, particularly with reference to all these spurious master alarms. And I guess we'd feel better if one of you guys slept with his headset on. We were curious as to what your plans are.
Bob, since I got to wear the biomed anyway, I might just, we'll go ahead and keep it on.
Okay, the other option is for us, if we were trying to get hold of you, to put the klaxon up, but we're a little in favor of that because of the possibility of one of these spurious things waking everybody up that way.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and keep it on and see how it works out for a while.
Okay, we copy that. And when you guys are ready, we have a couple of, we have three items to read up to you for the updates in the flight plan.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, the first one's in the flight plan itself, and it's the quads for the PTC spin-up, and they'll be Alpha and Bravo.
Alpha and Bravo.
All right, we just took that back. It should be Bravo and Delta for spin up, Alpha and Bravo only for damping. Copy, Bravo and Delta for spin up, Alpha and Bravo for damping. And 17, if you have that, I have two others. One's the flight plan supplement book, and the other one's in the GNC checklist.
Okay, go with the supplement.
Okay, in the flight plan supplement, we have an e-load update. It's on page 1-43. Say 1-43. You can give me a call when you get to that page.
Okay, Bob, I'm there.
Okay, under line, that's 30704, column Bravo, you find currently 33550. And let me give you a word of warning. When we change this, we'll be changing it again around 67 hours. These are primarily due to the launch delay. And we'll give you another GET update of this sort later on. The new number to replace three.
Bob?
Go ahead.
Let me get a pencil, please.
I'll okay.
Use that instead of a pen.
Okay.
go ahead.
Okay, under, again, I remind you, 30704, column Bravo, which was 33550, is now 34761. The line just below it, which is 05, also in column Bravo, is 15403. Over.
Okay, Bob. For 30704, Bravo, 34761, and for 31005, Bravo, 15403.
Okay. Very good. And the next one's in the GNC checklist under the P-37 block data. And to help you find out, that's on page 4-23. On the liftoff plus 15, be the first block. It's 01500-3893 minus 174-05756. The second block for liftoff plus 25 is 02500-6651 minus 175-05725. Over.
Okay, Houston, Apollo 17. First one will be 01500, the delta be 3893 minus 174, and GET 400K is 05756. Another one is TIG of 02500, delta be 6651, longitude of minus 175. GET of 400K is 05725.
Roger, good read back.
Okay, Bob, Jack, I'm going to be moving into the pre-sleep checklist here. Are there any things you want to change or alter in that? And are you ready for the waste storage vent to be closed?
Roger, 17, we're ready for the vent valve to go close, waste storage vent to close. And we have no anticipated changes at the present time in the flight plan, Jack.
Okay, I'm just looking at 1-29, the pre-sleep checklist, and wondering if there was anything there.
Stand by, Jack. Okay, 17, for antenna management tonight, we'd like you to select Omni Bravo at the current time and stow the high gain antenna, and we'll take care of managing your antennas from here on.
Okay, we'll give you Omni Bravo and stow the high gain.
Talking. And Jack, we indeed do not have anything to add to the pre-sleep checklist tonight.
Okay. And with your concurrence, I'll take the H2 fans all to auto now.
Roger, we're ready for that. All to auto. Okay, Jack, I guess we're not quite sure what you said or meant there, or what it is. In the flight plan itself, we want H2 heaters 1 and 2 to auto, and we want H2 fans on tank 3 only to auto. The 3 there is for H2 tank 3.
Okay, you're teaching me to read carefully early, aren't you?
We're trying. So 1 and 2 heaters will be in auto, and 3 fan will be in auto.
That's the way it is now, and consider the fans have been cycled.
Roger.
According to the checklist. You might look at the third line on 1-29 and look at the H2 line on the flight plan and see why I was confused.
Roger, we were just discussing whether or not there is a fan or fans in each tank.
That ought to keep you awake this morning.
Can I take something?
What I was really trying to do, Bob, is get out of chlorinating the potable water, but you wouldn't bite.
This is Apollo Control at 8 hours, 28 minutes. Apollo 17, now 37,832 nautical miles from Earth. Velocity 9,667 feet per second. Apollo 17 crew in the period now in the flight plan where they're making preparations for their rest period, getting the systems in the proper configuration for a sleep period. The spacecraft has been maneuvered to the passive thermal control, or PTC mode, attitude rather, and just prior to the rest period, the crew will spin up the spacecraft for thermal control during the rest period. The spin rate will be slow, approximately 3 revolutions of the spacecraft per hour, but it will keep the thermal balance on the spacecraft. At 8 hours, 30 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.